Well, today is a special day. We do have a couple of people from the district. I have my area pastor, Mary Walsh, who's been so encouraging to me. And just, wow, the way that she just puts wind in my sails could not be overestimated or underestimated. Whatever one sounds good, that's what she's done for me. And then also Omar Lara, who I've known for 15 years now, I guess, and he's now my boss, assistant supervisor of the Northwest District. So would you please welcome Omar to the stage?
Thanks, buddy. It's good to be with you guys this morning. I just have to say before we begin this moment, wow, the worship was so powerful. I step into a few churches, and I just felt, as soon as I walked in here, I just felt that there was a strong presence of the Lord moving among you. And I never want to take that for granted when I show up in places like this, that God is on the move. Who believes that God is on the move? I got here early, and I got to see the worship team rehearsing and preparing themselves for our moment together. And there was also a lot of people serving all around, and they were like busy bees, you know, just buzzing around. And I just thought, wow, what a beautiful picture of just how we come together. Is like there's people that prepare a place, but we know long before that, the Holy Spirit was preparing the hearts. And I'm just so thankful. So those of you who serve here at this house, thank you, thank you, thank you. It does not go unnoticed. It was powerful, and I think that set up the table for this service today. Well, again, my name is Omar. If I haven't had the pleasure to meet you, and I'm just excited to be here. Some of us have partnered together in ministry in the past where we did a men's retreat. How many fellas have done a men's retreat with Grace Church? Come on. Okay. So I recognize a lot of the faces. It's so great to see you again. But today is a special day. I'm here to acknowledge the start of a new season here at LifeSpring Church. See, LifeSpring has embraced a co-pastor leadership model over the past few years. You guys have witnessed that. And that was a unique phase in this journey of the church. And it was a time where there was remarkable growth and development in the leadership and the organizational structure of LifeSpring. Last week, you guys got to celebrate the invaluable contribution of the Mendoza family. Them investing in you, investing in the vision and the mission of LifeSpring. Their impact in this community, we can all agree, will always be cherished. Amen? Amen? Yeah. But like the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, where it reminds us that for everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. And I want to tell you, friends, that today is the arrival of a fresh new season for this church. One brimming with opportunities, expanded horizons, and increased influence. I believe it. I've been praying that for you guys. It's a season that we're going to embrace with enthusiasm because we know that your best days are ahead. And in recognition of this new season here, we affirm that Dan and Mary are the anointed leaders appointed to guide LifeSpring into its future. Yeah. You have amazing pastors. I know you know that. I know you know that. And while Dan has served as a lead pastor here for the past 12 years, it's important to acknowledge that for this new season, your leadership structure will transition back to a singular pastor model. That's what I'm here for. Today, we're not installing a new pastor. Rather, we are more confirming the shift of leadership structure that is happening, that has happened. And this decision was made by the endorsement of our denomination, the Foursquare Church, by your church council, by your leadership, by the Birch family, but more importantly, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We believe that. It's all confirmed as we've been taking time to talk this through. We know it is right to us and to the Holy Spirit. We also see that this is marked by Dan's submission to his leadership covering that he has in his life. Now, at this time, I want to invite Pastor Mary Walsh, who serves as pastor of Northwest Community Church in Lakewood, but also serves as one of our district area pastors. And I know she's got a long-standing relationship with the Bursch family. And as we were praying for you, she had a word for you. So I wanted to give her the opportunity to do just that.
So cool. I had a vision that just blew my mind. I had a long conversation with Jesse on the phone and celebrated what God was doing in his heart and life. And then I began to pray over you as a church, because transitions sometimes are hard. And we want unity. That's what the Word of God says, right? So God gave me this vision. In my yard, I have a peach tree. And it was very evident to me this spring that there were different branches because they bloomed out differently. And I was reminded that three different trees have been grafted in. So there was one core peach tree, and then you slice out, you carve out a little place in that trunk, and you graft in, you tie it up, and it grows in, and it's secured to the trunk. And all of a sudden, one tree looks so different. It's not that every bloom is the same, and that's why it's my favorite tree. And then in the fall, when it has fruit, I have different pears and my different peaches on my peach tree. And that's your church. Many of you have come from different places, and you are being grafted in to one vision. And you have a lead pastor that you can trust and you can follow. And don't tell the other pastors. I think there's 18 in my area. They're my favorite. Pastor Mary was just at my church and preached last Sunday. And now I'm over here and someone's filling my pulpit again. But I tell you, the number one thing is they're humble. They have integrity. And most importantly, you're anointed. The anointing is on you. You can trust the trunk. You can be grafted in and be unified. You're not going to all look the same. You'll be different. But it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous tree. So take that vision. It's yours.
Thank you, Pastor Mary. What a powerful word. Well, with that in mind, I want to invite Pastor Dan to come forward to affirm his calling and commitment as a spiritual leader and as the lead pastor of LifeSpring Church. I also want to extend the invitation to his family as well. Come on. Because we know he does not do this alone, does he? We want anointing to just flow through. Pastor Mary, standing beside her husband. While you do not assume the title as co-pastor, we acknowledge that you do lead and love this community alongside with him. And you do it well. Sharing a deep devotion for this community. We all see it, and we acknowledge it too. Together, Dan and Mary, they embody the heart and the vision for this church community. And we have the privilege to walk in alongside them during this time as they continue to discover what God has in store for you. You ready for this? This is the charge. It's been waiting 12 years for this. That's a long probationary period, by the way. But I think he's earned it. Just kidding. He's more than earned it. Pastor Daniel Bursch is hereby appointed senior pastor of LifeSpring Foursquare Church. The office of a Foursquare pastor is a sacred trust given by the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel in accordance with the will and the calling of God. As Foursquare pastors, you will declare, "I will," to each of these statements. Will you devote yourself to the worship of Almighty God, to the study of his word, to prayer, and to the personal purity and maturity in Christ. If so, say, I will. Will you make your family the top priority after Christ? Will you give yourself to the mission of the church to evangelize and enrich your community, striving for the salvation of souls and the work of God's justice in your community and around the world? Through preaching, teaching, and servant leadership, dedicate yourself to the edification and maturing of each member of this congregation. Will you encourage financial stewardship and prayerful support to missions? We know that's for sure. Will you work together with your church council to steward the finances of this church with integrity and accountability and adherence to the bylaws of the Four Square Church? Will you represent and strengthen the distinctives of the Four Square Church, its goals, and its ministry? Here's the charge given to you that was shared by the Apostle Paul to the church and leaders in Ephesus, where he says, therefore, take heed to yourself, to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Now, congregation, I would like you, if you can, will you stand? Because I'm going to give you a charge. And at the end of each statement, I would like to hear a good, unified, hearty, we will. Church family, LifeSpring, will you faithfully pray for your pastor and his family? If so, say. Will you support them by faithfully serving the mission of this church? Will you support them financially by bringing your tithes and offerings to this storehouse? Will you hold them accountable to put their family first? Will you live biblically and deal with your offenses with each other and with leadership with grace in accordance to Matthew 18:15? If so, say. You may have a seat. Thank you. Now we want to anoint them with a fresh anointing. So at this time, I would like to invite any of the church leadership. You hold a position of leadership. We want you to come and stand beside your pastors. If you are part of the church council, we would like you to come and stand and surround your church, your pastors. I got a fresh bottle for you, man. I just knew. I just cracked it open this morning. Nice and fresh. Pastor Mary, she's going to begin this anointing upon them for a fresh season, fresh wind, fresh fire, fresh vision, fresh strength. Come on, church family, you can extend a right hand of blessing because we're going to bless these pastors. We know the best days are ahead. We know God has more in store. Pastor Mary, you may begin.
Father God, I thank you for the heart of this man, that he gave up ownership and he surrendered it to you. And now you own his heart. Jesus, you have gifted him like crazy. And you have called him. And it is to this city, to this area, to the community, to these people in this building right now. But Father God, there's a city that... of lost people. And this building or wherever they land is going to be full. There is a beautiful, fruitful tree. And Father, I pray that you would use Dan like never before, that you would place within him your very word, that the words from his mouth would be directly from heaven. I pray, Father, that he would have faith that he's never experienced before. He would have a boldness, a tenacity. Father, that he would know for sure what you are doing and where you're taking the church, that he would walk out just in faith, following after you, holding on to your robe. God, I pray, Holy Spirit, filling. Fill him, Jesus, from his head to his toes. Oh, God, he's already so anointed, but there's so much more. God, I pray for this whole church. Father, the vision that they have is good and it's great, but you do call us to deeper waters. We sang it, so bring them into deeper waters. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now I want to ask Rich Taylor, represent the church council, to pray over Dan.
You know, before I pray, I just want to say this, that not only did he say, we will, or I will, he has. Amen. Every one of those statements, Amen. He has. And we are so fortunate as a congregation just to confirm this man, yes. That we've watched and seen over the years. Dear Lord God, I thank you for, first of all, the generosity of Mary and Dan, dear Lord. They are probably the most generous people I've ever encountered. I thank you, dear Lord, for the breadth of their generosity to the churches around here, dear Lord, other denominations, to the missions field, to all of us, dear Lord, as members of the congregation. He's a generous man. Lord, he's a man that preaches your word and rightly divides your truth, and we are grateful for that, dear Lord. May you bless him and continue to bless him. Continue to prepare us to receive from him, dear Lord. I thank you for his family, dear Lord, that loves you and cares for you just as much as their dad. I thank you, Lord, for Dan's dad that's here. That he comes and worships with us. And I just thank you, Lord, for who he is and how you're going to use him in the future. We thank you, Lord God, in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
All right, church family, let's stand one more time. And let's pray one more time over them. And let's be thankful. I feel like there's a heart of thanksgiving in every one of us for what they've already contributed. But we're also going to welcome them with that thanksgiving. Amen. Come on, let's pray one more time. Father God, we thank you for these two. We thank you for this family that you brought to this church for this season, for this time. God, you prepared them and you marked them with a heart that's like yours. That's a heart that is after yours, Lord God. Lord, may you bless them abundantly as they embark on this new season of leadership within this congregation. Lord, will you grant them wisdom to lead with compassion? Will you give them strength to overcome every challenge? Will you give them grace to serve with humility? God, may you guide them with your love as they do all they do to bring glory, to bring hope, to bring restoration to this community. Lord, would you fill their hearts with your Holy Spirit, empowering them to spread the message of peace and salvation throughout this region, God. God, may your words be a beacon of truth within them and an action that reflects the grace within them, Lord. Bless their family and provide for them with comfort and support as they navigate this new chapter that you have prescribed for them to step into. And we say all these and we bless them in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the congregation said, amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God the glory.
Oh, man, that is awesome. I have the privilege of having two of the coolest parents ever. My dad is here. Dad, if you want to raise your hand, you know, Papa Bursch. And though my mom isn't able to attend our services on Sunday morning, she's right there with us, and she loves you, and she actually recorded a prayer for this day as well. So let's go ahead and allow Grammy Bursch to pray as well.
We're so thankful that you brought people to this place today for many reasons. But one of the reasons, Lord, is to again lay your hand upon Daniel, upon Pastor Bursch, upon my son, and to anoint him to continue the work that you put before him. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that I can pray for him. that I can pray for the continued anointing upon his life. I remember, Lord, when you brought him into this world, and his father and I were praying, and you told us, Lord, you spoke to our hearts, and you said that when we were old, he would be a blessing to us. And you've made that so true again and again. When he calls us on the phone and says, how are you doing today, Mom? Are you okay? And he blesses us again and again. But that's not all, Lord. You've made him a blessing to many people. You've made him a blessing, Lord, to this church, to LifeSpring Church, to this people. You've made him a blessing to his precious wife and children. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you for the work that you have set before him. And I pray that a mighty anointing will come upon him. And that anointing will go forth, that many souls will come to you, Jesus. And I pray in the mighty and powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ that Daniel's heart would be anointed again and again for service to you, Lord. And I see that work going forth. I see that blessing going forth. I see, Lord, a mighty, mighty work being done for you. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you with all my heart for this boy that I was privileged to raise to a man of God who serves you today. Bless him, I pray, dear Lord, in Jesus' lovely name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus.